Richard, a 2-2 draw. What's your appraisal over all of the afternoon?
Frustrating again. But I think we deserved it. I think we deserved a little bit more on the overall. I thought for all bar the start of the second half, probably 15 minutes, where they changed the shape and it just took us a little bit to get a hold of the game again. I just thought we were, and it's no disrespect to Ebbsfleet, I thought we were probably the better team. But the first goal's come off the back of a free kick, which could have gone either way. At the minute, everything's not going our way in them and little decisions. But you've seen it today, Andy. You've seen it, and you've seen us play last season. And I know I keep saying it, but we're a different type of team this season. And we were still trying to win the game at the end of the game, which is refreshing, you know. And you got a group of lads here, like I keep saying, that want to work hard and want to be and work hard for each other. And you know, we deserved that equaliser today.
The first goal, great finish from James Constable back in the side.
Yeah, I mean, James has been frustrated because he ain't been playing up front, but you know, I felt that, and I told him we possibly had better options in that position, but. I like James Constable. I can trust him when he goes on the football pitch, whether I ask him to play on the right-hand side of midfield. Like last week, in the last 10 minutes of the game at Orient, I asked him to play on the left-hand side of midfield. So, I know James is frustrated and, he's scored a goal today. Should he have scored a second? Do you turn around and say it's a good save from the goalkeeper? I think it's a good save from the goalkeeper. You know, James is beating himself up a little bit now in the dressing room, but that's a good save from the goalkeeper. It's an instinctive save, and you know, sometimes you have to give the goalkeeper a little bit of credit. But we don't tend to do that, do we? Nowadays in society, we tend to pick fault with people rather than sort of say, well, you know, the goalkeeper's done fantastic there. But I thought we was well worth. You know, I'd draw. Another day we could have come away and won that. You know, we could have gone 2-0 up.
Your view of that one?
My view was the same as yours, Andy, because I was sat next to you, albeit with a Barry in between us. But
well, I was surprised that it wasn't given.
They're saying he was saying that Zeb actually went off the pitch. So then he's come back on. And it's deemed apparently in law that he's on the byline. So, but there you go. We went from going 2-0 up to potentially, you know, and then we've gone 1-1, which, you know, give the lads a lot of credit. It was a kick in the teeth to them just before half time. But they've bounced back there. We switched off for the second goal. We got opened up on our right hand side when we were. Should have done better, but you know, it's like I always say, you can't have everything your own way in football. It's like life, you can't have everything your own way, and you have to get on with it. And you know, again, the fans have come here today, and it's not just around the corner, but the fans have come here again today, supported us in numbers, been very vocal, very appreciative, and I thank them for that. But I'm sure again, there'll be people at home that haven't come to the game and seen we've drawn again, and then they'll jump on the fact that we've drew as a, and rather than give us a bit of praise, find a reason not to find anything good about it, you know. But that seems to be the thing now at this football club. It's had a lot of success over the years, and when things don't go quite as planned. Like I said, everybody looks for an excuse, looks for somebody to blame. And as the manager, I'm the one at the top of the tree. So, you know, fine. If they want to blame me, they can blame me. While they're blaming me, just support the players. Some of these people just need to take a thought where this club could have been. That's all. I don't ask them to be. You know, thankful. Just have a think where this club could have been when I came here in February. But today, fantastic.
Let's talk a big positive. Kevin O'Miley debut today. How pleased were you with him?
Fantastic. Brian Little, like a documented. Brian Little has recommended him to me from his work in Jersey. Everybody knows that I'm a big friend of Brian. Brian recommended to me in the summer, and I've kept him back just because of the seven games we've had, and to bring him straight in, I felt, and I've been holding him back. I've kept him back a month, and I've had it in my head when I might play him. This was probably one of the games in mind, but he had to. I had to bring him into the club to know how in training how we play in this. Well, Jersey is this country, isn't it? But how we play on the mainland, so to speak. So he's coming today, and he's been impeccable, isn't he? That's, you know, he's 21 years old as well, and you know, I get a lot of criticism for my signings of older players, and today I've given a 21-year-old his debut away from home at Ebbsfleet now, you know, and to be fair, he's done fantastic for me, and he's a very, very good player. And Brian raved a lot about him, and he did. Brian did rave a lot, and he just kept saying to me, give a chance. But I had to handle it properly as well. You know, if I'd just thrown straight in some games, it could have just have earlier in the season, perhaps at Tranmere, perhaps at, you know, Dagenham. It could have actually ruined him. So I've been keeping him back, and I've been keeping him back. He's a bit of a hidden player, but if he plays like that, he won't be for long.
And, you know, just finally now, you've a nice novelty of a week without a midweek game at the moment before Guiseley on Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be good, actually. It's going to be good. We need to go on the training ground. I mean, I've given the lads quite a few days off because of all the games we've had and trying to recover. But this week, we'll be in every day this week. But it'll be a blessing, you know. We've got some injuries to big players, and they're not injuries that are 2 week injuries. They're injuries that, looking now, are 4 or 5 week injuries. You know, Williamson, Togwell, Hoyt. You know, and we've got McCallum as well. These are big players within our squad. So they're not just 2 week injuries, and so, you know, we've got a full week on the training ground now. To actually go and try and do something specific with how we want to play, because when you have a game after game after game after game and you got recovery, it's really tough to manage your work and your input and your informative work balanced in with your games and with rest.